but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
You've got the home of the truth. Back to the bald-faced truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Well, the University of Portland men's soccer team has been tearing it up. Nick Carlin Boyd, he is the coach of the team. He has joined us a couple of times because when somebody's either really good or really bad, we bring them on the show. There's no in-between. There's nothing we like more than a champion or a dumpster fire. And Nick Carlin Boyd right now is sitting on top of the world. How you doing, Coach? Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and I'm glad that we're not on here because we've done something bad, so that's good to know.
People,
great accomplishment for the program, our players, our staff, our university, soccer community here on the Bluff to be ranked, you know, number one in the country for the first time in the history of this poll. It's fantastic, and, you know, you don't shy away from that. You know, we have a big game tonight, but we'll take a moment just to be mindful and, you know, we were unranked at the beginning of the season. No one picked us to do much. And so that's great that our guys have just put their head down, blocked out the outside noise, and so far have great momentum and have had a really strong start to the season.
Do the people voting in the poll, just do they not know? Or do you start the year going, surely we're better than unranked? Or how do you chip on your shoulder at that point when the rankings come out?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit different in men's Olympic sports. They just look at how teams finished last year. We probably missed the NCAA tournament last year by a game or two. And so, you know, when we made the Elite Eight in 22 and 23, we started off in the top 10 in the country. So, yeah, I'm proud of the fact we've been consistent. There's been no dip here every fall that I've been here. We've had a winning season, and, you know, the seven falls we've had. We've been to tournament 5 years, been in the top 10 in the country. For the last 4 years, top 10 winning percentage at home. You know, we produce pros. We play a very attacking brand of soccer. And so this isn't an overnight, you know, success story. We've been knocking on the national rankings for some time. I think the really cool thing is the season that we've had so far allows us to be number one in the country, whatever that means. It's just a great accomplishment for everyone that loves UP and the magical place and everything that Clive and Bill did to build this place. And, you know, Merlot was rocking on Saturday night. I mean, we had almost 4,000 fans. It was electric. It was one of the best regular season environments since we played UCLA 2-3 years ago and beat them. It was the community. It was kids from my daughter's first grade class. It was kids from camp. It was professors. It was alumni. The baseball team has been behind us, the women's basketball team, the men's basketball team. Shantae's been, you know, super behind us. So to see all the student athletes get behind this group, but then in turn, you know, our guys have gone out and supported women's soccer. And that's what's so cool about being on a college campus is kind of this all for one, one for all mentality that we're all flying the flag and we're all bleeding purple. So that part's been really cool to see the community rally behind not just our team, but women's volleyball and women's soccer. And it's been a great fall on the Bluff so far.
All right. So when you say you'll reflect a little bit, because some coaches will be like, don't pay attention to the polls. It doesn't matter now. It's where you finish, you know, but there is a certain measure of validity that you get, that you look up and you go, okay, like the people voting in this poll now have us at number one in the country.
Yeah, you got to take pride in that. We're in an era now where everyone's talking about power four dominance. You know, we're a small, you know, 3,000 person Catholic school in North Portland that some people, you know, on other coasts haven't heard of. And so anytime you can be ranked, you know, among the nation's best, and let alone number one, it means something. You know, I think the tennis coach texted me today that that's something that your guys and you always have. It's not the end goal. We're not chasing a ranking or just a result. We're chasing a process of, you know, building young men who come together to play for a cause greater than themselves, to represent a brand that is bigger than any individual, and to ultimately unlock our full potential so that we can chase champions and championships and build champions in life. And so, you know, my job is great, you know, in the sense that every day I get to come to a place that I love to work. I get to be with people who want to be here. You know, no one's been traded here. Everyone picked to be here. People have stayed during this era of Power Four dominance in a time where, you know, everyone's speaking about the Power Four merges of conferences. And I think it cements the vision that we had 10 years ago that this is a sleeping giant. We can put this brand back on the national map. And why not us? Like, why can't we have a 1-0 mindset and approach every game like it's a cup final and continue to make this place, you know, relevant nationally and attract the best players and the best people to play a good brand of soccer. And I think that that happens here in Soccer City, USA, and I'm really proud to be part of that.
Yeah, you guys playing for a cause greater than yourselves, does that extend to everybody who's not in the Power Four? I mean, do you feel like you're punching for everybody who's, you know, in the Group of Five and everybody who's not in the Big 12, ACC, or whatever we consider the Power Four?
Yeah, I think our conference doesn't get enough credit. You know, we have some other really good teams in our league. I think in recruiting, you hear this a lot. If I told you how many times, you know, we were turned down, you would laugh at me because you'd say, really? Wow, that many? You know, so I think people just, you know, they see the big schools that their sweatshirts are in the airport and they think that's the end all be all. And I've worked at those schools and they're great institutions. You know, I came from UCLA and I started my career at Wisconsin and those brands are great. You know, those are really good, powerful, great academic institutions with powerhouse athletic departments. But I think what you can count on here at UP is that there's a strong community and it's a special community here on the Bluff. And it takes a village. Our athletic director and president said that today as they wrote an email to the campus community, you know, letting everyone know how proud they are of our team. And I think we got to lean into that. I've heard from a lot of my former players who helped build this thing too. And so I think when you stay somewhere and you don't jump around as a coach and you really build something, that's what I'm most proud of is this has been nonstop work for everyone involved in the program. Our staff works really hard. I think everyone's going to tell you they work hard, but we work more than most. You know, our guys are in early. They're doing a lot of work. And we always believe that, you know, we're inferior to nobody and we can compete on the day and beat anyone in the country. And we also know that if we don't show up, it's going to be a tough night for us. So everything that we're going to achieve here is going to be earned. Nothing's going to be given. And I think it's that philosophy in life that, you know, makes achievements like this really meaningful and special. And we just have to continue to put our head down, be process-based. We got to continue to get better. But the standard is the standard, and the standard here has always been very high, long before I arrived. And I think, you know, in this era, the head coach's job in a lot of ways is a CEO. It's a chief enforcement officer, and you're trying to just enforce the standard every day, the smallest things, getting on top of the details. You know, the game of life is very similar to the game of soccer, and you're, you know, teaching young men how to show up every day and compete in the classroom, how to be good numbers in the community. I'm so proud of the community service that we do, the way that we've been able to connect with kids in the community and the nonprofit space. And our guys are gentlemen. Anyone who would spend any time around them, I think, would be really proud to be associated with them.
Nick Carlin Voigt, I love it. The standard is the standard. Game is 7 o'clock tonight. Merlot Field taking on Florida International. You want to see the number one ranked team in the country? They're playing tonight, 7 o'clock in your backyard. Get out and see them. All right, Coach, thank you for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right, there he is, Nick Carlin Voigt in the number one University of Portland Pilots. I love that he said that. We're playing for a cause greater than ourselves. You're not just talking about, hey, individual players on that team playing for a cause. I think that team is playing for a cause that is, you know, not the Power Four, but everybody else. And is men's soccer a place where a team from the WCC can still punch above their weight? They are right now, number one team in the country, right in our backyard. All right, coming up, the 4 o'clock hour, it's going to be fast moving. I got to warn you, you know, keep your hands inside, take all your loose articles that are around the cabin and put them away. We don't want anything flying out on this ride. The 4 o'clock hour will move fast. The 5 o'clock hour will be happy. Leave it here.